Hello, and welcome to Fireborn Inspirations Fireside Chats, hosted by Reverend Jane Babbage, where we share valuable information, revelation, inspiration, and educational words of wisdom. It is our desire to help you get a greater understanding of today's challenges and opportunities while embracing the realities of tomorrow, so that you can choose to press through the fires of life with purpose. Now here's your host, Reverend Jane Babbage.
Greetings and welcome to Fireside Chat. I am Jane Babbage, your host, and today we have the opportunity again to bring Dr. Audrey Aikens, and we're going to have a discussion about a recent teaching that we did called Deny, Deny, Deny. Dr. Aikens, thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I so enjoy it when we get together and we get to discuss together the teachings that I've either heard you do or we've done together. And this is an opportunity to talk about one we've recently done.
Right.
In that teaching, you introduced a concept. And for those of you that don't understand, the revelatory is meant to inspire you, to ignite you, to make you want to research on your own what is in that teaching for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens all the time. And I listened and I read the teaching and
deny, deny, deny.
Mm-hmm. And it was like, what does that mean? The inquire. So when I did some research, I realized that there was inquire.
There was three words that I
used.
There was inquire with an E.
Yes.
Inquire with an I.
Yes.
And then require.
Yes.
Okay.
When I originally went to the Lord, I said, what does that mean? And the Lord said, the E inquiry is when you do a general inquire. You're just talking to the room.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't have purpose to why you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have to be very careful of is that reveals to the enemy our level of interest in something.
That's like when you go surfing on the internet, or you go, like everybody does today, you know, surfing on your phone, and you're sitting there and you're just indiscriminately going anywhere, you know, like you're bored and you don't have anything else in life, and your whole focus, you seem to love that phone more than you do anything else.
Yep.
And I remember we had a family reunion. And I was sitting there and I was watching, and there was about 15 people in the room, and all 15 were on their phones. Nobody was talking to anybody. Everybody was e-inquiring.
Right.
And
what
so
happens when
I inquired.
As to why you're e-inquiring.
Exactly.
But what happens there is, how many times have you done that? And then you end up getting an email from some place you looked at and you didn't give any information to, but because you revealed a maybe part interest, bam, they came back to you and said, we have something for you.
That's because we leave footprints.
Exactly.
We don't realize that
That's
we leave
right.
footprints, but we That's show
right.
interest, or we entertain something. And because we've entertained something, then the person that put that thing out there to draw us in the first place says, aha, I got you. Then the next thing you know, you got cookies, you got
right.
malware.
But the same thing happens in the spirit realm.
Exactly.
I realized that so many times we are out there e-inquiring, and then we end up with trouble on our doorstep, and we don't know how it happened.
Mm-hmm. And God will require it.
Exactly.
Of you.
But then there's the I-inquiry. The I-inquire is when you ask with purpose
and
the most important thing, the authority.
Mm-hmm.
A parent saying to their child, what time did you get in last night? That's an inquiry with an I.
Right.
They have the purpose and the authority to ask that question.
Mm-hmm.
And it demands a response.
She's requiring
That's right.
an answer of you.
That's right. So
right.
when you did this teaching, and then you talked about how he inquired with an I,
mm-hmm.
and then he required
mm-hmm.
of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
I was like, that is a powerful understanding.
Exactly.
That the one precedes the other,
mm-hmm.
as you taught that he required of the Lord.
Right. And see, we have to be careful, because in that teaching, I use David as one of my examples.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know God has put you into a position of leadership, you can't just go around haphazardly inquiring with an E about anything. But you definitely should inquire of the Lord as to what you are supposed to be doing. The word says that we're supposed to love the Lord with all our hearts, lean not to our own understanding, in all our ways acknowledge him. In that acknowledging, that means inquire of him. And what will he do? He'll direct your pathway. When I was talking about David in the deny, I was talking about how there was a time when kings were supposed to go to war. And you were asking me, what did that mean?
Right. Well, you said in the teaching, David was in the wrong place.
Right.
And that led him to see Bathsheba.
Right.
So what does that mean? He was in the wrong place.
He was in the wrong place because the word in 2 Samuel, the 11th chapter, the first verse says, "And it came to pass, after a year was expired, at the time when kings are supposed to go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him instead of going with them, and all of Israel. And they destroyed the children of Ammon, and they besieged Rabbah, just as they would have with him at the head where he was supposed to be. But instead," the word says, "he tarried still in Jerusalem." That's where we get in trouble, when we decide to tarry in some place where we know we have no business being. And sometimes it can be the right place, but the wrong time. And this is the problem. When I said he was in the wrong place, it was because it was the wrong time. You see, you can know what God's purpose is for you. You can even know this is supposed to be my wife, or this is supposed to be my house, or whatever. But it may not be the time in which you're supposed to get it. It's important that we find out, we inquire of the Lord, that we know what his timing is. Because if you're not in sync with God's purposes, then you're out of order. And David was out of order because it was the time when kings were supposed to be at war. If he hadn't been in the city perusing his kingdom and looking at all his people, he never would have seen Bathsheba bathing on the rooftop of her husband's house, Uriah. Uriah was one of his generals. Uriah, he would have been at war with Uriah. He wouldn't have known anything about Bathsheba.
And in the teaching, as you went on and explained to us the danger of him being in the wrong place,
mm-hmm.
and then what happened as a result of it, the awesome understanding that you just talked about of not only knowing where we're supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
when we're supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
because it's that combination of both that releases God to be able to do in our life and use us in our lives as we're designed.
Exactly.
In the teaching, you also talked about one of the many things was about the keys of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And you did a reference saying that the king, the key of David,
mm-hmm.
is a representative
mm-hmm.
of what we as New Testament believers have as the keys to the kingdom.
Right.
Give us a little more on that.
Okay. In the Old Testament, well, it's revealed in the New also, the key of David, because Revelation 3, I believe it is, and 7 says, talks about where Jesus identifies himself to John and says, "I am he who has that key of David." And the way the word phrases it is, "I have it, I apply it." So I am the one that opens doors that no man can shut and shuts doors that no man can open, having that key of David. So he acknowledges the power and the authority that David's key had. So you have to find out what that key was about by going back into the Old Testament. And that's how I love these revelatory concepts God gives me, because it's always about, if he gives me something and I find it in the New, he shows me where it is in the Old. Because what's in the old, hidden in the Old, is revealed in the New. And what's old is not old, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so when you look at that key, it transliterates over into the Greek as being the keys of the kingdom. And that is found, that reference is found in Matthew, the 16th chapter, and the 13th through 19th verse, and where it says, "When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, well, some say you're John the Baptist, others say you're Elijah, some say Jeremiah, some say one of the prophets. He said, yeah, but who do you say that I am? Well, Simon spoke up when nobody else did, and he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus turned and answered him and said, you know what? Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona. And he addressed him specifically. And he said, for flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. It didn't come out of your own understanding, but my Father, which is in heaven. And I say also unto you that you are also Peter. And upon that rock of revelation that has just been established, I will build my church. And the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, so that whatsoever you bind on earth shall also be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So it refers not only to the key being to doors that God opens, but with those doors God opens, Paul called them great but effectual doors, meaning there's a lot of pressure, there's a lot of opposition in them. You got to work hard to get through them, even though you know you must needs go through. You have to go denying yourself because the enemy's going to come. The word says in Mark, the 4th chapter, trouble comes on us, according to the Amplified, trouble can come upon us because of the word. Just because the enemy can see that we're trying to be that evidence, that we're trying to press into that place, to be that sacrifice, that living sacrifice to the Lord, he's going to resist you. And so God's saying, the Lord is saying, I've given you those keys. Apply them. This is the same Jesus that was talking to them there that talked to John and said, I am he that has the key of David to open doors.
I love that concept of the how you always demonstrate in the revelatory teaching that the revelation that God gives you in the Old Testament is revealed in the New Testament. Mm-hmm. The other part of it is the actual word concept isn't really seen in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the fact that the Lord revealed that word concept means, can you accept?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of things in the revelatory, those of you that are listening and maybe new to Revelation, that you're saying,
I never heard that before.
I don't know. I never heard anybody talk mm-hmm. about that. But I can remember the day, because I was new to Revelation and hearing it, and the Lord said, let me take your hand
mm-hmm.
and let me show you, because if you can accept it, that's the concept.
That's it.
Can you accept it?
Right. What he reveals, that makes it a revelatory
right.
concept.
I will bring change. And that is what, I don't know anybody that isn't looking for change in their life.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a monumental change, or it could be just something that you just want God to do.
Mm-hmm.
And even like David, when he did the final deny, when you talk in the teaching about the final deny,
mm-hmm.
it's so powerful because through his denying process of deny,
he was changed. Mm-hmm.
But it was because he accepted mm-hmm. the understanding that I tried to deny in my own strength.
Mm-hmm. Lean into my own understanding.
My own understanding. But when I let God give me that understanding that the only deny is when I lay me aside
mm-hmm.
and say, it's only you, God. And in this teaching, if you listen to it to the end, you're going to hear that progression in David. This mighty man, as you said, he was declared to be a mighty man
mm-hmm.
of God and of war before he did anything.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us have had words spoken over our lives that everybody that knows us is going, I don't know.
That one.
I don't see that. But yeah. when God speaks it,
right.
if we follow after him, just like David did, we're going to mess up.
Mm-hmm.
But the enemy wants us to think we're out. But that, when we deny like David did, mm-hmm. it doesn't happen.
That's why in that teaching, I close with that scripture, Romans 12, 1 through 2. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, that's God speaking to us, that you, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is only your reasonable service. And to do that, you got to be not conformed to this world. David tried to move God by conforming to the practices of his people that they used fasting and they used cutting themselves and they things that they learned from heathens, you know, and people that didn't know God to move God. God said, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. How do we renew our mind? By washing it in the word. Is that not right?
Yes, yes.
And why do we do that? So that we might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Dr. Akins, thank you so much for joining us today. I really think that when people understand, when I first heard the name of your teaching, mm-hmm. deny, yeah. I said, I don't think I need to listen to that one because I've been denied all my life from things. But I encourage all the people that are listening, trust the Holy Spirit in your life.
Yes.
And realize that if he brought this teaching to you, it's so that you can be changed and be the person that you desire, because that desire comes from God.
Exactly. And besides, anything God brings you to, he will bring you through it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much for joining us today. And those of you that are listening, I encourage you to listen to the whole teaching, beginning to end, and understand that the revelatory is only meant for you to be understanding God in a way that you could never understand him on your own. But it's the Holy Spirit that takes the scripture and makes it life applicable. Thank you for listening today. And until we talk again, I encourage you that the word is the answer to every problem that exists in your life. Be blessed.
This concludes today's session of Fireside Chats. For more information or to contact us, log on to fireborninspirations.com or follow us at Fireborn Inspirations on Instagram. Until next time, be encouraged and inspired to keep pressing through the fires of life with purpose. This segment is produced by Creative Impact LLC with all rights reserved.